the mind blindness theory, as it was called by Simon Baron Cohen and myself, also made some sense of the observation that autistic children had such difficulty with pretense, with the make-believe play as children. And it made sense of the anecdotal reports that we know of, that they did not tell any lies, nor did they understand any lying. And in fact, there was an experiment that I carried out with Beate Sodian. So here you have a goodie and a baddie and a box which has sweeties in, can have sweeties in, and a padlock and a key for the sabotage condition. Let me show you how the sabotage condition went. So we explained to the child that this was a game where they had to put a sweetie into a box, and there were these two characters. One was a friend, and if he came and saw a sweetie in the box, he would put another one into it, and the child could take it home. And here was the horrible thief. If he would see a sweetie in the box, he would take it away, and the child would get nothing. So this was the setup. And in the sabotage condition, very obviously there was a key and a padlock there, which the child could use in order to prevent the thief from getting at the sweet. So the child did this very well, the autistic child, the normal child, there was no problem. They understood what this whole thing was about. But the other condition was exactly the same, except padlock and key were taken away. So this time you had no way of preventing the thief from getting at the box by any physical means. You had to use the power of the mind, power of persuasion, and indeed lies. So this was how we did it. So your child has to remember to keep the sweet safe from the baddie, from the thief. And when the thief, when it was the thief's turn to ask the question, he would say, "I wonder whether this box is open or locked. I'm not going to bother to come all the long way if this box is locked." So he would ask the child, "Is this box open or is it locked?" And we were willing the child to say, "It is locked," even though there was no padlock there at all. And this is what indeed the normal 4 and 5 year olds said with gusto. And the thief would say, "All right, I'm not going to bother." And the child, we would praise the child for having done so well and for getting the sweet. Of course, conversely, when the friend came, they shouldn't lie because a friend would put another sweet in. So we had very differential behavior to the two. And we found that in this condition, the autistic children were unable to lie. They were very, very upset that they could not prevent the thief from getting at the box. This time, they had no physical means to do this, and they were completely lost. So the theory of mind deficit hypothesis is an example of a very successful hypothesis that really could explain quite a lot of the problems that autistic children have with communication and social interaction. But of course, it did not explain the non-social features of autism. And these non-social features include superior abilities. So a deficit theory is useless in this case